Well, good morning.
Hard to miss, isn't it, that it's been Valentine's Day yesterday. So I thought we'd start there this morning because that's where we've been heading, haven't we, for the last few minutes. But I wonder, did you know how much money is spent in this country on Valentine's Day? And a much more important question, how much men spend and how much women spend? Whoa. Wow. Here's how much we spend. £978 million on flowers and chocolates and all sorts of other treats. Now, do you think men spend more than women?
Yes.
Right, okay. Nice. Okay, so that's pretty definite, I think, isn't it? Here's how much men spend. And women? Sort of about half as much, really, isn't it? We spend a huge amount on Valentine's Day, don't we? And at the centre of it all is this little word, which we think about this morning, called love. You think, what's it all about? This word called love. You see, we use it in all kinds of different ways, don't we? Let's see about some of the ways that we use it. Things we love to do. Hand up if you love football. Okay, Duncan, you're first. Why do you love football? Can we just turn this on?
Exciting? Well, sometimes. Charlton supporter, so
sometimes.
It's not always exciting.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Well, we're sorry for you, but we're glad that you enjoy football. Okay, who else enjoys football? Okay, why do you enjoy football? Can you tell me why you like it?
Because I scored goals.
There's goals to score and lots of actions. Does anybody play golf? Okay, Matt. Matt, why do you like playing golf?
It's a nice long walk.
It's a nice long walk. I thought it spoiled a nice long walk, actually, myself. Who enjoys rugby? Berwyn, you love rugby, don't you? Can I talk to you about rugby this morning, or is it slightly sensitive at the moment? I'll talk to him at 5 o'clock today. He might say more about why.
Thank you very much.
Why do you love rugby?
Well, you get surprises in
you
rugby.
You do.
Yes.
You certainly do.
Yes, so 50-50 game.
50-50 game. Well, unless you're Irish, of course, and then you'll be celebrating today. What about things that we love to eat? Who likes to eat? Who likes ice cream? Why do you like ice cream?
Because it's nice and cold.
Nice and cold. Anybody else like chocolate? Why do you like chocolate?
It's tasty.
It's tasty. Anybody like McDonald's? Any adults like McDonald's? Ah, found someone who likes McDonald's. Why do you like McDonald's?
Because it's always completely nearly ready to
it's
eat.
Nearly ready. It's fast food, basically, yeah. And there's no washing up. So that's pretty good, isn't it? Okay, so we love to eat. What else do we like to do? Places we love to visit. Where's Olive? Olive, you love visiting London, don't you? Why do you love visiting London?
I don't know. It's just so exciting. There's always plenty to see.
Great place to visit. I love visiting London as well. You go there regularly, don't you? I know that, because we've talked about that before. Places we love to visit, things we love to eat. What about people we love to be with? It's time to embarrass Ben and Helen again, actually, this morning, isn't it? This is a very dangerous question. Why do you love being with each other? Helen, you can answer that question, because Ben's just sort of smiling. Tell me something nice about Ben.
He's very good at cooking.
He's a good cook. Okay, that's good enough. I'm not embarrassed you anymore, okay? We don't want to do that this morning. And, of course, there are some people who are engaged to be married. Who's around this morning? Can I see anybody who's engaged to be married? You're right at the back. It's too far away from me, you know. But there's people at the back, and they are going to get married. Now, just come a little bit in. Just walk down the aisle a little bit. It's a practice, actually. Here we go. It's a practice. This is what these guys are going to do next year. Yay! Oh, good. So you're probably pretty much in love today, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, is that right? Why do you love him?
It makes me laugh.
Oh, isn't it? Why do you love her?
She looks after me.
Fantastic. Well, that rehearsal's good. Well done. Some people we love to be with. All right, we're on the right track if that's the case. But it's a very strange word, this word love. We use it in all kinds of different ways. Things we love to eat, places we love to visit, as you've heard, people we love to be with. Now, here's a few Valentine's cards that I found this week. They really are a bit strange, some of them. Just wanted to remind you it's too late to break up with me before Valentine's Day. Imagine if you got one of those cards. Or perhaps this one. The only thing more exhausting than planning Valentine's Day is pretending to be excited about it. Gosh, really, when you look at some of these Valentine's cards, you do wonder what it's all about, don't you? My one true love is the work week ending. Oof, a bit sad, actually, isn't it? And I couldn't resist this next one. I'm very sorry for showing you this one, and I didn't send this to June. Roses are red, champagne is bubbly. Have a wonderful day. I'll be at the rugby. You do wonder, don't you, when you look at some of these Valentine's cards, you think, well, what's it all about? Well, here's a video clip that can help us to understand a bit more about this word that we call love. Well, there is a different type of love that we're going to think about for a couple of minutes. A bit different from the Valentine's cards and maybe the places you love to visit. But let's just think a bit for a moment. If you were to get a Valentine's card from God, which I know might mean a bit of imagination, it might look a little bit like what you see on the screen, a picture of a cross, a heart, and then this lovely message, you are deeply loved by God. Because the Christian faith is all about understanding that we have been loved by God. And that's the kind of card you might get if God was able to send us a card on a day like this. And the kind of love that we're looking at when you look at the Bible is very different from the kind of love we've been talking about this morning. And I think that's worth looking at a bit more closely. So if you've got a Bible, you can find page 1154, 1 Corinthians 13. If someone's brave enough to stand up and read it out where you are, I'll come down to you with a microphone. This is a great description of love, and it really helps us to understand what God's love for us is all about. Anybody going to read this out for me? It's page 1154, and it's verse 4 at the top of the page, 4 to 7. Who's going to read that for us? Come on, somebody brave. Put your hand up. Great. Okay, I'm going to come all the way down over here. 1 Corinthians 4. Here it is on the screen so we can all look at it. And I'm going to come all the way down here. And you're going to read this for me, aren't you? Good girl. Thank you. Verse 4 to verse 7. So just those few verses.
Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
Perseveres. That's really good. Thank you so much. And then the next verse says, love never fails. Now I want you to look at the screen for a couple of minutes this morning, because that is the love that God has for people like you and me. Look at that screen and look at some of the descriptions that are there. That is the love that God has for you and me this morning. It is a love that is patient. God is patient with you. It is kind. It's not proud. It's not self-seeking. It keeps no record of wrongs. Wow, that's some kind of love, isn't it? It doesn't delight in evil. It rejoices with the truth. God's love for you protects. It trusts. It hopes. It perseveres. It never fails. I don't know about you. Maybe you look at that this morning. You think to yourself, how can God possibly love me like that? He doesn't really know what I'm like. Well, he does. Because the great message of the Christian faith is this, that there is nothing that you can do to make God love you more. And there's nothing that you can do to make God love you less. That is how God loves you. Maybe you say, that's too good to be true. I don't believe you this morning. Well, let me take you to the Bible. Because here's what it says in Romans 5. If you want to know that God loves you, here it is. God demonstrates his love for us in this: while we were still sinful people, Christ died for us. Or in a more modern translation, God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were of no use to him whatsoever. If you want to know that God loves you, you look at this cross. We've been thinking about crosses and X's this morning, haven't we? That's the cross that shows you how much Jesus loves you. Here's the words of Jesus himself on a very clever Valentine's card. Look at this. For God so loved the world. Let's read it out loud together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's a clever card, actually, isn't it? But that is how much God loves you. I don't know if any of you have seen this poster board around recently. No one should have no one. Have you seen that? It's a very powerful advertising campaign by Age Concern to raise funds so that people who live alone can have some companionship. It is a slogan that has really caught my mind this week. No one should have no one. And on this Valentine's weekend, it may well be that for some of us, we've not received a card like this. And we've not received a card because we have no one to send one to us, or perhaps we have no one to send a card to. But at the centre of the Christian faith is this amazing message that you and I are deeply, deeply loved by God. And that God draws us into a church family so that we have companionship and friendship with each other. You are deeply loved by God. I wonder if you notice those four letters on the bottom of that screen. Anybody spotted those? What are the letters? Shout them out.
RSVP.
Anybody know what that means in French? Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît, which means please respond, or something like that, doesn't it? So how do you respond to God's love for you this morning? Well, we are invited to experience it. That description of love that we're thinking about on the screen a few minutes ago, God says, that's how much I want to love you. That is the experience I want you to have of my love for you. Wow, wouldn't that be great to know that God loves us like that? So how do we experience it? We say, thank you, as we recognize that Jesus died on the cross. We say, sorry for the things that we've done wrong, and that brings us into a relationship with God. And then we say, God, please come into my life. I want to experience your love by my spirit. I wonder if some of us this morning want to experience that kind of love. Another thing that we need to do, of course, is we are expected to share it, because the Bible says to us this. It says, we have to love one another in the same way that God has loved us. Wow, that's a big command, isn't it? So look at the screen again. Here is how we are called to love one another. Here's how God has loved us, and here's how we are to love one another. So go down that list very quickly as we conclude this morning, and maybe think to yourself, who in my life and in my circle of friends and the places that I work and in my family, who do I need to love like that in this coming week? Because that's how God has loved me. That's how God wants us to love those around us. That can be quite a challenge, can't it? Can you take a look down that list this morning?